of all wonder the world has ever known. Above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, oh, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known. Above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you were. Hallelujah. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone. He was like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall, hallelujah, and you thought of me above all. Crucified, you laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. But you took the fall, and you thought of me above all. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall, you thought of me above all. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debts to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debts to pay, from the cross to the grave, or from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you live to die, rejected and alone. Like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and you thought of me above all. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone. Like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall, and you thought of me above all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You were crucified, laid behind the stone. You live to die, rejected and alone. Like a rose, you were trampled on the ground, but you took the fall. Hallelujah. And you thought of us. You took the fall. You thought of me. Hallelujah. You took the fall. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Greta, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Rosalind. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Father, we come to you this holy Tuesday of this holy week, giving you all the praise, all of the honor, and all the glory, because you did it just for us, Lord. Father, if we think about in the Bible, this was the day, this Tuesday, that you cursed the fig tree. Oh, God, that you said that it wasn't bearing the fruit that it needed to bear. And so you cursed it, Lord. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you have given us fruit, oh, God. And we want to bear good fruit in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we get the fruit. We get the fruit of your word here on the Master's Call. So we thank you, Lord, for the anointed daughters who started this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, Lord, for their diligence to hear from you to start this call, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue to walk with them, be with them, keep them, bless them, shower them with your favor, your grace, your love, your mercy. God, just do whatever needs to be done in their lives. Lord, bless their hands, whatever they touch, oh God, that it prospers therein. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. Father, you know what's going on in their lives, Lord, and we just pray, God, that whatever it is, Lord, where attention needs to be given, that the word of God this morning will guide and direct them and help. Father, we thank you for the D.H. de Leon family, for the reason why we are all here. Father, bless them, keep them, Papa Dear, knowing that he wants to travel, Lord, just provide for whatever's needed. Now, God, we thank you for the speaker who's going to bring a word, Lord, that we know is going to be a blessing to us this morning. Guide their lips, guide their hearts. We know you've already spoken to them. And, Father, that you bless them indeed, that this word this morning will go forth with clarity because it is saturated by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, your name, Jesus, never loses power. Glory be to God. Amen. Father, my TMC family, as I always say from my heart to yours, you just have to know that I love me some you. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. This is Prophet Kai, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom's greeting, and we are just so thankful to our wonderful Minister Willa for seating and greeting us and opening us up with such a powerful prayer. As we walk through this holy week, we are just so glad that each and every one of you have joined us this morning. And, of course, to our psalmist, Minister Roslyn, thank you, thank you, thank you for your faithful service as you opened us up in worship this morning. Again, I say welcome to the Master's Call, and I'll give you a little information from the call. This call was started on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. This call is a call that is founded on the Word of God, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. And when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And the mission is to enrich, enhance, and encourage believers as we begin our day. If you want information, more information about the call, we have an interactive website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. There you can receive all of the archived and recorded messages since the inception of the call, visit our speakers' bios, or just get more information about the Master's Call. The theme for 2020 is In 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you feel like you are led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, wonderfully blessed ministry, as a greeter, such as Minister Willa has done, or as a host, such as I am doing, if you feel like God is leading you to join our worship team, if you have a word for the Lord for such a time as this, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our co-found, Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, where a team of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist product. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. If you need the bypass number, that number is 716-219-9707. Today is Presidential Tuesday, and at the end of the call, I'll give you more information about what's going to be talked about today. Today, our speaker is none other than our very own Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Thomas is a man after God's own heart. He and his lovely wife have been married for more than 25 years, and they are just continuing to live the life before God. He continues to minister to the needs of the people. We are blessed abundantly to have this man of God as a part of our TMC family. So I am going to get out of the way, introduce to some, and present to others our very own Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, man of God. The floor is yours.
Well, God bless you, Prophet Kai. Thank you for such a warm introduction. We thank God for our greeter, Minister Wood, and our songster and praise and worship leader, Minister Rosa. We thank God for our founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and to all that's on this call today, good morning. To God be the glory, great things he has done, great things he's yet doing. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we, in spite of what's going on, we shall rejoice. Come on, somebody, and be glad therein. Praise God. Well, I want to invite your attention to Acts chapter 20, verses 22 through 24, Acts chapter 20, starting at verse 22, and I'm reading from the Message Bible. It says, but there is another urgency before me now. I feel compelled to go to Jerusalem, and I'm completely in the dark about what will happen when I get there. I do know that it won't be any picnic, for the Holy Spirit has let me know repeatedly and clearly that there are hard times and imprisonment ahead. But that matters little. What matters most is to me is to finish what God started, the job the Master Jesus gave me of letting everyone I meet know all about his incredibility, his extravagance, generosity of God. Let me read that again. What matters most to me is to finish what God started, the job the Master Jesus gave me of letting everyone I meet know all about this incredibly extravagant generosity of God. We're going to talk this morning about a goal and a purpose. I came across this message from March 1st, and some of you may have read it out of the Daily Bread. I just want to share it a little bit with you. It says, in 2018, endurance athlete Colin O'Brady took a walk that had never been taken before, pulling a supply sled behind him. O'Brady trekked across entirely alone, a total of 932 miles in 54 days. It was a momentous journey of dedication and courage. Commenting on his time alone with the ice, the cold, and the daunting distance, O'Brady said, "I was locked in a deep flow state, fully immersed in the endeavor, the entire time equally focused on the end goal while allowing my mind to recount the profound lessons of this journey." For those of us who have put our faith in Jesus, that statement might strike a familiar chord. It sounds a lot like our calling as believers, focused on the goal of walking through life in a way that glorifies and honors God and reveals him to others. In Acts 20:24, Paul, no stranger to dangerous journey, said, "I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace." As we walk on in our relationship with Jesus, may we recognize that what we know about the purpose of our journey and press on to the day we'll see our Savior face to face. Wow. Wow. So how does our relationship with Jesus affect our walk in life? What can we do today to reveal to others our love for him? Something to ponder on, but understand this. We all have an assignment with our name on it. We all have a purpose and a plan from Almighty God. And even though there's so much going on around us with this coronavirus and we are being shut in, amen. In other words, we all are on the shut-in list. We may not be sick and shut in, but we're on the shut-in list. Amen, somebody. But we have to be reminded there is a goal. There is a purpose to all this. We're not here to live a life of comfort and ease. It's nothing wrong with being comfortable sometimes, but that's not our goal. That's not our aim. We're here to fight the good fight of faith, to stay on the battlefield. But this is war. War against the world, the flesh, and the devil. Yes, even this coronavirus. However, we must be reminded that we have a goal. Yes, we do. And a purpose. We can't be distracted. We have to stay focused. Amen. So we have to realize that God has a plan and a purpose for our life. What is your assignment? What is the goal God has for you in this life? Well, let's look at Paul. Paul in Philippians, the third chapter. Let me share that with you. Starting in verse 7. Paul said here in Philippians chapter 3, starting verse 7, he says the very credentials these people are waving around, read again from the Message Bible, as something special. I'm tearing up and throwing out with the trash, along with everything else I used to take credit for. And why? Because of Christ. Yes, all the things I once thought were so important are gone from my life, compared to the high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus as my master firsthand. Everything I once thought I had going for me is insignificant. In other words, dog done. I have dumped it all in the trash so that I could embrace Christ and be embraced by him. I didn't want some petty inferior brand of righteousness that comes from keeping a list of rules when I could get the robust kind that comes from trusting Christ and God's righteousness. I gave up all that inferior stuff so I could know Christ personally, experience his resurrection power, be a partner in his suffering, and go all the way with him to death itself. If there was any way to get in on the resurrection from the dead, I wanted it. I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have it made, but I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eyes on the goal of where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. So let's keep focused on that goal. Those of us who want everything God has for us. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it yet. Now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it. Stick with me, friends. Keep track of those you see running this same course, headed for the same goal. There are many out there taking other paths, choosing other goals, and trying to get you to go along with them. I warned you of them many times. Sadly, I'm having to do it again. All they want is Easy Street. They hate Christ's cross, but Easy Street is a dead-end street. Those who live there make their bellies their gods. Belches are their praise. All they can think of is their appetites. But there's far more to life for us. We're citizens of high heaven. We're waiting the arrival of the Savior, the Master Jesus Christ, who will transform our earthly bodies into glorious bodies like his own. He makes us beautiful and whole with the same powerful skill by which he is putting everything as it should be under and around him. That was Philippians 3, all the way down to verse 21. Well, praise God, praise God. We are, again, talking about a goal and a purpose. And Paul, all that he had to go through, realized that his goal and purpose was more to it, amen, than just existing, amen, just living life for himself. Amen. What is your goal? What is your purpose? I know in our business, the men's business, artists' lives, many of us have the goal of reaching president by August and other things we have looking forward to. But the main thing is the main thing. Where is Jesus Christ on your list? Is he first? Amen. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things be added unto you. Amen. So it's so important, even those distractions that we're going through these days, we have to stay focused. We have to realize that there is an assignment with our name on it. There is something yet for us to accomplish before we leave planet Earth. Amen. Amen. And tell somebody that you love them. Tell somebody that you appreciate them. Tell somebody that we are here for them during these times. What can I do, amen, to make life better for you? What do you need that I can get for you? Amen. Reach out to those that are senior citizens and those that may be not able to make it on their own. What can we do to help somebody these days and times, amen, to make life better? So yes, a goal and a purpose is what we have today, is to live a life to please God, to live a life to make God smile, amen, to tell us that we are his own, that he will get the honor, that he will get the praise out of what we say and what we do on this planet Earth. So my brothers, my sisters, I just want to remind us that there is a purpose, there is a goal, amen, there is something that God has put our name on that we are to be about. Jesus said, amen, one day that he is about his Father's business. How about us? Are we about our Father's business? Amen. Amen. This is indeed Holy Week. And Jesus, he had a goal. His goal was Calvary. He had a purpose. His purpose was to take the fall. Yes, he did. His purpose was to pay our sin debt. Yes, he did. He had a purpose to redeem mankind. Amen. Amen. That we could not save ourselves. Amen. Nothing we can do to bring us right with God. It had to take Calvary. It had to take the blood of Christ. Amen. Amen. There's no other way that we can make it. Jesus said, and so said, I am the way, the truth, and life. Amen. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So my brothers, my sisters, yes, we have, amen, a goal. We have a purpose. But ultimately, thank God for Jesus who had the goal to finish and finish well. Amen. The plan of salvation, amen, that God the Father has set forth for him to accomplish on our behalf. We could not save ourselves. We could not redeem ourselves. We could not, amen, do anything more, amen, abundantly like Jesus did on the cross on our behalf. Amen. Amen. It's in him we live. In him we move. It's in him we have our being. Nothing we can do without him. We cannot even bear fruit without him. We cannot tie our own shoes without him. We can't do nothing. We can't take a breath without him. Amen. God bless you. We thank God for this season that we're in. Amen. This is Holy Week. Yes, it is. And we have to be reminded, amen, that we have a risen Savior. Yes, he died. He died. He died. Yes, he did. They say it was Friday, but some say it was Thursday. Some say it was Wednesday. But no matter what you think the day was, he did die. Yes, he did. And on the third day, like he said, he would get up. He got up with all power, amen, in his hands. He has the power to help us to walk right, power to help us to talk right, help us to live right, to help us to do right. Amen. God has given us power. Acts says that he gave us power, amen, that we might be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and all the parts of the world. Amen. So our assignment today is not to keep it to ourselves. Amen. Let somebody know we're going to leave here one day, but how are you going to leave? Are you going to leave here heading toward the non-smoking zone? Are you leaving here heading toward the smoking zone? Are you on your way to heaven? Are you on your way to hell? Amen. If you're on your way to hell, you can turn around. Yes, God does allow U-turns. Amen, somebody. Amen. If you're going the wrong direction, make it right. Turn around and focus. Amen. Amen. On another goal, a better goal, heaven. Amen. Should be your home. God bless you. And may God smile upon you. Back to you. Amen. Prophet Kai.
Thank you, Pastor Everett, for that on-time word. We'll be calling you back for the benediction. But first, let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for this amazing man of God who just continues to bless our lives with the word. Father, we ask right now that you just fill him up, keep him full in serving you, O Heavenly Father. Touch everything that concerns him, O God. Lord, we thank you for him right now in the name of Jesus, and we ask that you keep your hedge of protection around him. Lord, we thank you for the Des De Leon family, who started Artist Life and brought us all here together. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Touch them in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Father God, continue to just be a hedge of protection around Dr. P.K. Lord, continue to heal her body. Father, give her strength. Give her your supernatural strength as only you can, oh God. Father, we ask that you continue to be with Dr. Vanessa and Mother Josie right now in the name of Jesus. Keep their hearts and minds clear, Father. Keep them in good health. And, Lord, as we just walk through this season that you have set forth as Holy Week, we want to make sure that we are giving you the praise, glory, and honor that is due you, O Father. And in this season of the pandemic, O Lord, we want to make sure that we're not focusing on the situation or the circumstances, Father, but on you, O God, Father God, because you and you alone are able to bring this situation to the close in the manner that you desire, oh God. So we are going to stay focused on you, but we are going to make sure, Father, that we are not tempting you with our attitudes and our actions, Lord, but we're going to take the precautions set out by the CDC and by the Surgeon General. Simply because, Father, there is no need to just tempt fate, to tempt you, to test you in that way, Lord. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus and that we are covered by that blood and that we are walking whole and healthy in that blood, Lord, because we know that you have called us back to right relationship with you, Father, and we thank you for Calvary's cross. We thank you because we know that we know that we know that because Jesus went to the cross for us, he sacrificed himself for us, that we can be restored to relationship with you because he rose on the third day with all power. So, Lord, we thank you right now because we know that according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan, that you are working it out for us, that you give us a hope and a future, O Heavenly Father, and we stand on that word because we know that your word will never lose its power, Lord. So we thank you for the word of God. We thank you that you continue to just lead and guide us, O Heavenly Father. We thank you that we are the head and not the tail, that you have called us to you, O Heavenly Father, for your righteousness' namesake, O God. So we just continue to praise you because that's what we do, Father, because you have done more than we could ever ask or hope or desire for you to do for us, Lord. So we thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are working out all of what the bereaved family needs, all of those people who are just struggling through this pandemic season, Lord. We thank you that you will give them your peace, which passes all understanding. Lord, we pray for Amber right now. Continue to just touch her heart, O Heavenly Father, in this time of bereavement, Father. You know everything that she needs, and we thank you that you are supplying those needs according to your riches and glory. Lord, we want to make sure that we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Father, we thank you because we know that sickness and the diseases are named and must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we speak the name of Jesus right now to every disease, every illness, every sickness, O Heavenly Father, and we bind it in his name, Father, because your word says, if we bind it on earth, it will be if it's bound on earth, it will be bound in heaven. Father, we loose peace, joy, love. Father, we loose these things in the name of Jesus into the earth, O Heavenly Father, so that you can be seen, O Heavenly Father, so that your light through us can be seen, so that others may desire to come to right relationship with you. Lord, we want to make sure that we always give you the praise, glory, and honor that is due you. So we thank you, Father. We glorify your name. We magnify your name, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617 pound. Again, 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617 pound. Today is Presidential Tuesday, and if you need the bypass number, it's 716-293-9700. If you'd like to hear a playback of this call, that number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677 pound. Again, we are so thankful that each and every one of you have joined us this morning here on the Master's Call. We do not take it lightly. We are just so humbled and honored that you would join us to get a word for such a time as this. Again, let me thank our psalmist, Minister Roslyn, for just opening us up in worship this morning and setting the atmosphere. And again, thank you, Minister Willer, for greeting and seating the people and opening us up in prayer. And again, man of God, Pastor Everett, we are so honored that you came forward with this word this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that message. And will you please come back and close us out with our benediction?
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance unto you. May he bless you with the peace that passes all understanding, the power from on high, protection that only he can give, and blessings to overflow. In Jesus' name, be blessed.